I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. The events of October 7th, 2023 shook the foundations of faith for many Israelis. Elia Butoli from Beit Hillel Congregation says people lost hope in the army, the government, and even in their idea of God as a protector.
We had a big collapse of hope and people had no hope to leave.
As a church leader and now a soldier, he faced the pain of war and the loss of a friend. In those first months, he couldn't share the gospel. Yet over time, his faith was renewed.
We know what the only hope is, Jesus Christ, and he's the only one who can bring us hope for a future and for a life, for eternal life.
He realized that the hope he needed was the same hope others longed for. Pray for Butoli and other believers as they share the gospel with wounded hearts. Pray also for Christ's peace in Israel. Learn more at missionnews.org. And Marina is a teen girl from a broken home living in Burkina Faso, a broken country. It sounds like a hopeless start, but God. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says that Marina's father actually has four wives and was a harsh, distant man. Although Burkina Faso is largely Muslim, Marina and her mother heard the gospel at a local church and began following Jesus. Eventually, her father did too, and the whole family has changed. Yoder says CWO is holistically supporting Marina today.
Marina is now a sewing student at the Village of Opportunity and excited about growing in her faith, learning a trade, and her whole family's just excited about the possibilities that come from that.
Pray for Marina and her classmates as they train, grow, and shine Christ's light in Burkina Faso. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.